Ulaot moved to the outside wall and aimed down the staircase. Becker's legs dashed out of sight just around the curve. Ulaot fired in frustration. The bullet ricocheted down the stairwell. As Ulaot dashed down the stairs after his prey, he kept to the outside wall for the widest angle view. As the staircase revolved into view before him, it seemed Becker was always 180 degrees ahead of him, just out of sight. Becker had taken the inside track, cutting off the angle and leaping 4 or 5 stairs at a time. Ulaot stayed with him. It would take only a single shot. Ulaot was gaining. He knew that even if Becker made the bottom, there was nowhere to run. Ulaot could shoot him in the back as he crossed the open patio. The desperate race spiraled downward. Ulaot moved inside to the faster track. He sensed he was gaining. He could see Becker's shadow every time they passed an opening. Down, down, spiraling. It seemed that Becker was always just around the corner. Ulaot kept one eye on his shadow and one eye on the stairs. Suddenly, it appeared to Ulaot that Becker's shadow had stumbled. It made an erratic lurch left and then seemed to spin in midair and sail back toward the center of the stairwell. Ulaot leaped forward.
I've got him.
On the stairs in front of Ulaot, there was a flash of steel. It jabbed into the air from around the corner. It thrust forward like a fencer's foil at ankle level. Ulaot tried to shift left, but it was too late. The object was between his ankles. His back foot came forward, caught it hard, and the post slammed across his shin. Ulaot's arms went out for support, but found only empty air. He was abruptly airborne, turning on his side. As Ulaot sailed downward, he passed over David Becker, prone on his stomach, arms outstretched. The candle pole in his hands was now caught up in Ulaot's legs as he spun downward. Ulaot crashed into the outside wall before he hit the staircase. When he finally found the floor, he was tumbling. His gun clattered to the floor. Ulaot's body kept going head over heels. He spiraled 5 complete 360-degree rotations before he rolled to a stop. 12 more steps, and he would have tumbled out onto the patio. David Becker had never held a gun, but he was holding one now. Ulaot's body was twisted and mangled in the darkness of the Giralda staircase. Becker pressed the barrel of the gun against his assailant's temple and carefully knelt down. One twitch, and Becker would fire. But there was no twitch. Ulaot was dead. Becker dropped the gun and collapsed on the stairs. For the first time in ages, he felt tears well up. He fought them. He knew there would be time for emotion later. Now it was time to go home.